First of all, just kind of start with the rationale. And the reason that we wanted to look at pregnant and parenting teens is because they're really a prime target for promoting vaccines across the lifespan, which I think is something that we're all probably trying to do, knowing that it's not just babies that get vaccines anymore. And so, first of all, they do have some, as we just discussed, some unique legal and consent factors, and so we wanted to be able to address those, where, you know, for an example, they can give consent for their own reproductive or sexual health, but they can't give consent for their own preventative care, so that's kind of interesting. Another good reason that pregnant and parenting teens are a good target is because a lot of times they have intergenerational living situations, so you can really do the vaccines across the lifespan idea, where you start with the babies, with the child, and then target the parent with all the teen vaccines, and then work with the grandparents to make sure that they're up to date on the recommended adult vaccines. Another good reason is because there has been a big push with these new vaccine recommendations just for teens, like with the Tdap and HPV and meningococcal. And then also we wanted to be able to address some access issues for teens. On top of the legal and consent issues, they also sometimes have transportation issues and money issues and insurance coverage and lots of other things. And so that was kind of our first line of rationale. And the way that we decided we were going to approach this was kind of target the educational professionals who already have access to the teens. And so there's, in San Diego County, and probably in a whole lot of different places, there's already an existing infrastructure for working with pregnant and parenting teens, especially in the school system. And so they're already addressing health topics with these teens. They're already doing parenting issues. They're doing classes and things like that. So we were hoping that we could plug in and maybe give a little bit more explanation and do a little bit more promotion of vaccines. And Christine Garcia is the one who we originally started working on this, and she might agree with me. Our part of our rationale was also we got to go to San Francisco for free, and maybe a little bit we were trying to get a free trip out of it, but it worked so well that it's actually an initiative that we're starting to implement more in our office, and all these rationales worked so well with our bosses. They totally bought it. And now another one of our coworkers, who's also here, Mildred Flores, is working a lot with pregnant parenting teens and perinatal. Okay. So our target audience has been SANDAP, which is the San Diego Adolescent Pregnancy and Parenting Program, and they work really closely with the school district. So these are people that are already in the schools doing social work type of activities with the pregnant and parenting teens. Also CalWORKs, same kind of idea, and then some school nurses and school counselors that would already be there in the infrastructure as well. And then Mildred has done more work with the community-based groups, like the San Diego Youth and Community Services, who offer a whole array of different services, but a lot with teens. And then also the YMCA Teen Sexual Health, and then CACSAP, which is the California Alliance Concerned with School Age Parenting and Pregnancy Prevention, which is what started it all, and that's the conference that we went to in San Francisco and first tried to reach out to these school-based social work groups. So basically what we did is we went to the CACSAP conference, and it was mainly social work groups that were school-based, but also school nurses and counselors, so all those people I just talked about. And the content of our presentation went over what vaccines are and immunology 101. We had some easy to understand diagrams. We even drew some pictures on a board and all these other things to try to explain to people who may not have a strong health or medical background why vaccines work, instead of just telling people, here, go get these, they're fine, then trying to tell people a little bit how they work, because teens are curious people. And there's probably a lot of people in this room that really love working with teens and are really devoted to adolescents, right? And they're like, I love working with teens. I'm not that person, and so that's why we were going to the social workers. I'm like, I want those guys to tell them, and then I'll stay over here in my office. So we really wanted to give them a good understanding of why these kids and why these parents and babies and grandparents need vaccines and how they actually protect them. We also went over immunizations in pregnancy, about how when you are pregnant, because a lot of these kids aren't getting perinatal care or prenatal care, so they're not like going in and being like, oh, hello, doctor, anything I need to do before I try to get pregnant here? I'm 14, I really want to do a good job. And so this isn't something that's usually going on, but they are meeting with obstetricians and things like that. And so we wanted these social workers to be aware that vaccines are available during pregnancy, certain vaccines are, and a lot of our immunology 101 kind of laid the groundwork for why you can't get a live attenuated vaccine when you're pregnant, but you can get a killed vaccine when you're pregnant. So that was part of the reasoning behind doing all the immunology 101 stuff as well. We also explained why kids need multiple doses and different things like this, and actually, the immunization and pregnancy part of it, we even expanded that further in our annual flu summit that we have in San Diego County that's for healthcare workers. And we had a speaker specifically addressing immunizations and pregnancy because we really felt that it was something that was misunderstood. Doctors were a little bit afraid to give vaccines. People, you know, thought they couldn't get them. And all, there's just kind of a misunderstanding about that whole situation. So we wanted to start getting the word out there any way we could that this is something that needs to be done. And this, the teen is going to be going to the doctor on hopefully a pretty regular basis, getting their prenatal care. And so we wanted them to go ahead and use that opportunity to catch up on any missing vaccines. And then, of course, we also went over the recommendations for the infants, for the teens, and the adults and caregivers. And, you know, like I said, there's the intergenerational living situation, and so we want everybody in the house to be vaccinated. A Tdap is a perfect example of that. You really want the grandparents with their waning immunity to get that Tdap, especially if they're going to be caregivers, so that the baby doesn't get it. Flu is also another good one. And we also talked about where to get vaccinated, and we discussed some of the sensitive legal issues. We gave lists of community health clinics and public health centers. We also talked about the California immunization registries. And in California, we have 9 registries separate, but they're all going to be joined in July. So we're going to have one huge, giant mass of an immunization registry. And I think especially for the teens, pregnant and parenting teens, this is a really great tool for them because it kind of is like a backup. If you lose your yellow card, which is our immunization record, then you're already in the registry, and that information isn't going anywhere. So we did suggest to these social workers that they encourage their teens to go to clinics or private physicians that would have that would be using the immunization registry, not only for themselves but also for their babies. And when I was in grad school, me and some of my classmates, we used to volunteer at this teen pregnancy center and at one of the school districts in San Bernardino, and I actually went like 4 times, and then they kind of asked me maybe not to come anymore. And I don't think it's because I was a bad person, but it was really because, you know, you're supposed to be assigned to one girl and you're supposed to stay with her for a long time. I kept getting assigned to a different girl like every single time because they were everywhere, and these girls would tell you horrible stories. And I know this isn't the way it is with everybody, but like, you know, my dad's in jail, so I think I'm gonna have to go live with my grandmother, but she lives all the way over here, and so maybe I might live with my boyfriend's mom and all this other stuff. So these are kids that have unique situations, and anything we can do to help them I think is really great, and immunization registry is one little thing we can do for these kids to help them keep track of some important medical information. Also during the presentation, we handed out materials. We have these pink half sheets that give all the recommendations from birth to 18 years. We encouraged the parents and grandparents to be aware. So this is something else that we would give adult materials also to the social workers, and especially if they're acting as caregivers. And then we talked about funding a little bit too for these school groups, and you know, referred them to the California Endowment and different places that might be giving little seed grants or like small amounts of money so that they could better incorporate all of this information into whatever work they're doing. And we also gave them lots of immunization resources as far as telephone numbers, websites, and things like that, the CDC recommendations for the pregnancy and immunizations, all sorts of different materials and where they could go to find these. And also just show them, like, here, you guys are kind of already doing this, and we already have all of these resources, so all you have to do is slip a few more of them in so that they could see that it was easy to integrate what we were talking about into what they were already doing. And so I guess I just said this, but for the professionals, the kind of the way that everybody took it, for the professionals, it was good because they really did want materials that already existed to distribute. They didn't want to have to take the information and make it into something else. And then they wanted it to be easily incorporated into what they're already doing. And a little bit of a lesson learned from the CACSAP conference while working with professionals is, if you're going to be at a social work conference, it's not good to be the second immunization presentation in the conference. Because immunizations isn't something that necessarily everybody's like super gung-ho about. And so, we wished that we had been first for the immunization presentations in that conference. But then also for the teens that Mildred has worked with in like the YMCA Teen Sexual Health and with SANDAP and different places like that, they have a lot of questions about safety and efficacy. They just kind of need the reassurance because everybody's heard the rumors about all sorts of stuff. And they also need to know where to get the vaccines. And so the cost is a really big issue, especially if they don't have insurance. And luckily in San Diego, we have a great community health clinic and public health center mass program, and it's really great, and it's an easy place for them to go. And what's great about those locations is that they're mandated to use the registry. So if the teens do go to those clinics for their vaccinations, then they automatically end up into the registry. And as Mildred might be able to tell you, another lesson learned about working specifically with the teens in these programs is you might want to offer babysitting. Because sometimes when you're working with a parent and pregnanting teen, pregnanting? When you're working with the pregnant and parenting teens, then sometimes those girls already have their kids, and so it's good to offer some services on the side. So that was basically, this is kind of an overview of the start of our mission to start working and focusing more on pregnant and parenting teens so we can really get the vaccines across the lifespan message out. And I just did want to acknowledge Christine Garcia and Mildred Flores, who are my coworkers at the San Diego Immunization Branch, for all the work that they've done on this too. Thank you.